First day of training camp at Griffin Stadium and practice facility. The Kansas City Chiefs will have their first full squad workout.
A year ago today, a new era had just begun.
This is the most people I've seen up here for a practice like this. This is completely different. Andy Reid certainly has to be a factor in that.
No one saw then what this team could do. No one saw then its strength and resolve. The 2013 Kansas City Chiefs weren't interested in rebuilding. They were aggressive. Bold.
Charles is going to take it all the way.
Harper just ripped it away.
Relentless.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
And they came up just short.
Right sideline pattern. The pass is caught by Bo. Did he catch it inbounds? He did not. He did not get 2 feet inbounds.
Once the lights turn off and the stadium empties out, there are some who still boast, who crave the limelight. They talk a lot. Here in KC, they work. They ran, got stronger, got better. In the punishing August heat, they'll put that work on display.
Hands, hands, hands. Boom.
For all to see.
Let's go, D. This is our drill.
To admire.
Get up. Go get it. Go get it.
This is their arena.
Welcome to Chiefs Blueprint. The wait is over. The 2014 National Football League season is within our sights. Over the next 6 weeks, we're going to get you ready for that season with an up-close and exclusive look at this Chiefs training camp in the preseason that you can get nowhere else. We'll mic players during practice so you get a feel for the rigors of training camp.
I got him, DJ, I got him.
And I'll sit down and have exclusive interviews with coaches and coordinators as they continue their preparations for year two of the Andy Reid era in the Chiefs Kingdom. And we'll break down all of the key camp roster battles that you need to know about. Now, in this particular episode, we'll take a look back at everything that transpired during the offseason in the Chiefs Kingdom. First and foremost, there's the first-round draft pick, D4, the outside linebacker from Auburn University. D will talk about how he's had to integrate into Bob Sutton's defense from the very first day after being drafted by the Chiefs. He'll also talk about the wisdom that he's gleaned from the veterans in this Chiefs defense. And he'll be candid talking about his own expectations of what he wants to do here in St. Joe in his inaugural NFL camp. Plus, I'll sit down with General Manager John Dorsey. Now get ready. He's the architect and the engineer of this 90-man camp roster. And his excitement for that roster is contagious. Plus, he'll talk about specific players that he'll be watching to see who can contribute immediately. And later, we'll give you your own unique refresher course on the 2014 Kansas City Chiefs draft class. We'll talk with scouts and coaches and go through each six of the draftees and show you why you should be excited to follow their progress here in St. Joe. But to get it started, let's go to the 23rd pick of the 2014 National Football League draft. An outside linebacker from the Auburn Tigers, number 55, D. Ford.
Here's the Chiefs pick, 23rd overall.
With the 23rd pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, Kansas City Chiefs select D. Ford, defensive end, Auburn.
Everything's exciting because it's my first time doing it. I think it'll be a challenge. I'm excited about the challenge because I feel like I play at a high level and I want to do that every day, and that's hard to do. It's hard to play when you're especially pass rushing. It's hard to do that every day. But that's the goal. And if it was easy, everybody would be top pass rushers. But I'm trying to be that. And that's what it's going to take is consistency every day. It is about talent, but everyone is good. And that's so very true. You're talking about undrafted guys who come in for rookie minicamp who were the top players at the college level. You know what I mean? Everybody's good. It's all about zero mistakes. And that's the biggest transition I have to make.
Auburn with a 10-point lead. Franklin to throw. Here comes pressure. He's flushed out. D. Ford's got to get him. D. Ford.
That's just part of, you know, what people expect from DNs at Auburn. We're always athletic.
Yeah, I'm just naturally fast, coach.
But we've always just played a traditional DN, so you're kind of glued into a 300-pounder every play. And you're not able to really use your speed and, you know, dropping coverage. And it's just all about, you know, something I've been excited about doing for a while. And I really now have the opportunity to do that and, you know, be an asset to this defense. What Tamba is Tamba. I think once you hit in this league, Tamba no longer has to introduce himself. I think once you say Tamba, you know who that is. And I take heed to that, and I ask tons of questions. And he's patient with me. He ain't got tired of me yet, but I asked him. We just sit and talk about ball. I just have this random thought and be like, hey, play 13 of San Diego, you did this. And we would talk. We would just talk about ball. And, I mean, we talk about life, too. It's not always about ball, but... I really admire the person Tamba is, and I think that really carries over into what a technician that he is. I think he's a technician with life. I think he understands. He has certain values that he carries to the field, things that you do every day, and I'm trying to mock that. It's all about preparing. It's before you hit the field. That's what's going to keep you consistently great at every practice. It starts with practice, but it starts before practice, if that makes sense. So I'm watching little things that they do because obviously they've been in the league for a long time. I want to do exactly what they do. And I understand that it starts before it hit the field. So I'm watching their every move, whether they know it or not.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by KCChiefs.com for all your latest Chiefs news and information. Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint.
Across the board, you're becoming competitive, and that's what you're trying to do here, is you're trying to create that competition. Those athletes are there to compete, and that brings out the best in everybody. When everybody's pushing for that common goal, that's a good thing.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. A year ago at this time, there was a lot of uncertainty about the 2013 Kansas City Chiefs. They were coming off a 2-14 record. And yes, Andy Reid was in town, and the Chiefs had picked up Alex Smith in a trade. But what general manager John Dorsey did was transform the roster with college free agents to mix in with his 2013 draft class, and then a remarkable move on Labor Day weekend. We added 7 different players off the waiver wire to the team. It led to the most improved team in the National Football League. What about this year? John Dorsey continues to work at expanding and making this roster even better. As I sat down with the general manager, you'll get a feel how excited he is about the team that'll take the field here in St. Joe.
John, now that training camp's underway, just to summarize the offseason, how you feel about your roster going into St. Joe?
I think right now we're deeper than we were last year. We're more competitive. All across the board, not at any one particular position, but across the board, you're becoming competitive, and that's what you're trying to do here, is you're trying to create that competition, because in athletes, in all of pro sports, those athletes are there to compete, and that brings out the best in everybody. When everybody's pushing for that common goal, that's a good thing.
I want to ask you offensively about a second year of Andy and this staff with Alex Smith, with Jamal Charles, with Dwayne Bowe, the veterans on this team. How much does a second year help?
I think it's night and day, because in the first training camp, guys were trying to get acclimated to the head coach, to the program itself. And then on top of that, you have to, you know, dissect the playbooks. I mean, it's not a real small feat to master that playbook. So going in now to the second year, everybody's familiar with the expectation and the pace of training camp, the knowledge of the offense and the defense. Guys are in incredible shape right now. Dwayne Bowe's probably in the best shape since I've been here seeing him, and it just shows on the field the way he moves day in and day out. It's part of building that foundation, and those guys have the foundation. It's now just time to move forward here.
You had the youngest offensive line in the NFL last year. You'll be younger this year. What about the young offensive line and the decision to play the young guys basically on the O-line?
Well, all that experience will pay off this year. Now you move Eric Fisher back to his natural left tackle position. Then you have Jeff Allen, Rodney Hudson. Then you got a great battle right there at the right guard. Who's going to be the right guard? That's going to be the great answer. And then you have Donald over there at the right tackle position. And then, of course, you know, we have young depth, but it's good depth that we think that can compete. You build rosters like this. You're young. They're hungry. Now what they have to do is cohesively come together as a group. And that's what good offensive lines do. They mesh and they act as one. And that's what we're trying to achieve in this thing.
The NFL's getting a lot of changes, a lot of speed screens on the outside. A lot of teams in this division like to do that. What about building your defense to play against those kind of plays?
Speed has shown up today more so than any time that I can remember football. That's why it's imperative that we have and increase our speed on our defense. I think we've done that. I think we've increased the ability to rush the passer on our defensive side of the ball. And I think that helps and goes a long way in terms of the back seven, in terms of playing the passing game.
I want to ask you about the defensive secondary in specific and the cornerback position, because there was a lot of activity in the offseason. Let's be honest about the corner position specifically.
I think as a group, we feel really good about this. I mean, guys have worked a complete offseason. They've competed the tails off. I mean, they've come out of here and busted their tail. They've been driven by the leadership of Eric Berry. And Eric's kind of taken the reins in this year and said, guys, follow my lead. And they're following his lead. The depth is there. Now, as a unit, they all have to come together. Let's take that next step forward.
I think a critical group of the guys I would put in the entire 13 class, not just your draftees, but your free agents, that collective 13 to 15 guys go into the next step. What about that class in specific?
I have great expectations of the class of 2013. You know, and there's some players within that class that didn't get a chance to show who their true value was. You know, Travis Kelce. People don't realize how talented he was coming out of college. In an Andy Reid style of offense, the tight end is tantamount of success in moving the chains. And he gives us that extra receiving threat that it takes to have successful offenses have.
This was an exciting time to go through camp and kind of take the next step. What would you tell the Chiefs Kingdom going into 2014?
Building the foundation. We're in this thing for the long run. This is a bunch of guys right now that are competing. They're bound together as one. They have the same goals in mind. They're like-minded thinking. You have the leader of men and Andy. You have a great coaching staff. They'll be proud of this Kansas City Chiefs team once they hit that field.
When we return.
Every guy we drafted has a unique trait about him. You can see it. I mean, Dee Ford, speed. Gaines, length and speed. De'Anthony Thomas, make you miss and speed. Aaron Murray, instincts, accuracy. Full size, strength. DuVernay's got the most unique skill set of all of them. You have a chance to hit the ceiling on a player if he's got unique skill set.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. We've already seen and heard from Chiefs first round draft pick linebacker Dee Ford. But what about the rest of his 2014 classmates? To win consistently in the National Football League, you need most of your draft picks to be significant contributors. Let's see specifically why the scouts and the coaches have complete confidence in this entire draft class.
With the 23rd pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select D. Ford.
He's got a unique trait. Not only is it speed, but like the great pass rushers, he doesn't lose his balance and he continues to drive forward. And to me, that's a very rare trait.
He's somebody that becomes a guy that can mix in with all the good rushers that we have. And you need that in the AFC West and then along with the divisions that we're playing this year.
I'm very honored to be here in such a rich tradition. I feel at home right now and I want to be a Chief forever, man.
He's a really good athlete. For sure, special teams, has all the physical dimensions of what we ask for in our corner. He's long, he's fast, he has long arms. There's still a lot of upside with him. As we all know, you can't have enough good corners in this league.
The Kansas City Chiefs select DeAnthony Thomas, running back from Oregon.
He's just an explosive playmaker. You know, it's up to coach, however they want to use him, but he's got the versatility and the big playability that we're looking for.
He does a really good job. I've studied him over the last 3 years, and he's worked in both style of offenses under center, and they were more in the gun this year. His other major production, I mean, he's the all-time leading touchdown passer in SEC history. Threw for over 13,000 yards over his career, and to be a four-year starter there in the SEC at Georgia is something special.
I'd seen Zach for 4 years now, so I knew enough about him. He is a big, strong man. He's very physical, plays the game hard. I think he's a ready pro, should fit in pretty quickly. We have very good offensive line coaches. They'll make him an even better professional. Larry's a little bit more of, okay, he's a little more raw. Very surprising how big and athletic he was, and he was physical. You watched him on film up there. The competition may not be to the level you would like, so he should dominate that competition, and he did.
It's been a continual process from the combine to the pro days. We track free agent guys. For the scouts, this is more or less like the Super Bowl for us. I mean, we're trying to get the best football players for the Chiefs, and we want them in a certain criteria. So you can be on the road, and after a while, it's just secondhand. You look at a guy, and you're like, you know, this is the guy that fits for us.
Every guy we draft has a unique trait about him. You can see it. I mean, D. Ford, speed, gains, length and speed. DeAnthony Thomas, make you miss and speed. Aaron Murray, instincts, accuracy, full size, strength. DuVernay's got the most unique skill set of all of them. You have a chance to hit the ceiling on a player if he's got unique skill set.
You know, the guy got drafted. You know, he's made his dream. His dream was playing National Football League. He's playing in the National Football League now.
Thanks for joining us on this first of six Chiefs Blueprint shows. Before the break, I talked about the 2014 draft class. But over the next couple of weeks here in St. Joe, it's going to be worth a look to watch closely the 2013 draft class for their sophomore year. Can players like Niall Davis, who had a great spring and summer, emerge as a star this year?
Here we go, 3-4. Cheat up some, man. As I'm here, boom, be violent, do something. Come on, come on, hands. Good, good.
Or what about Travis Kelce, a tight end who was brilliant here last year in St. Joe, who was injured and missed the entire regular season? And then there's Eric Fisher. The first overall pick of the 2013 NFL Draft, Fisher now returns to his more natural position at left offensive tackle. So it's not just about the rookies. It's also about the second-year guys and the improvement that they can make in this training camp. And you can follow it over the next 5 weeks right here on Chiefs Blueprint.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle, and by KCChiefs.com for all your latest Chiefs news and information.